The rowdies run here, the rowdies run there, they kick the ball around. The rowdies run here, the rowdies run there, then they fall on the ground. Oh, the rowdies, the rowdies, the rowdies are the pig in the grass.
Welcome to this podcast version of North America's longest-running soccer radio talk show, Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Heard exclusively here on soccerisakickinthegrass.com. Soccer is a Kick in the Grass podcast are presented by top-notch monogramming Northfield Commons Pittsford and brought to you by the following sponsors, the Rochester Rhinos and Western New York Flash, Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight, the Soccer Shack, Salen's Meat Products, Faber Homes, Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo, New Way Auto Parts, Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry, and the Doug Miller Family Sports Park, presented by Kodak. Now, here's Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to SoccerIsAKickInTheGrass.com podcast. This is Andrew Battisti. Thanks for joining us. On Wednesday, August 17th, the Rochester Lancers in the Major Indoor Soccer League held a press conference to announce their coaching staff, which will be led by former Rochester Rhinos goalkeeper Billy Andracki, who will serve as head coach and general manager. Soccer is a Kick in the Grass was there and recorded the press conference in its entirety. You will hear that in just a moment. Then we'll take a break, and following that, we'll hear interviews from Billy Andracki, assistant coaches Craig Demon and Francisco Escos, Rochester Lancers president Chris Wilmot, and Rochester Lancers CEO Soccer Sam Fantuzzo. So let's go back to Wednesday, August 17th, and start with the press conference.
Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you so much for coming. I'm Chris Wilmot. I'm the president, co-owner, and music director of the new Rochester Lancers, and we're honored to have you here today. Before we get to the business at hand, we at the Rochester Lancers would like to thank our host today here at the United Health System Total Sports Experience. That's a mouthful, but we appreciate United Health Systems, and most people refer to this facility as TSE. It's one of the premier indoor facilities in Western New York. So we thank the owner of this great facility, Andy Galina, along with manager Jamie Hammond. So thank you very much. And by the way, the Lancers will hold combines here this weekend on Saturday and Sunday. So please attend and just know that we will be here on Saturday and Sunday this weekend in this great facility. Are there any elected officials in the audience? I was hoping that maybe Gates Supervisor Mark Massini was able to make it, but I want to thank the town of Gates and certainly the city of Rochester, Mayor Richards, and everyone at City Hall for the lease that we have at the Blue Cross Arena. Prior to today's headline introduction, I want to briefly introduce you to the Lancers ownership group and staff. Our new Vice President of Business Operations is Rich Randall. Rich, can you stand up for a second and just wave to people? Where are you? There he is. We just hired Rich a couple days ago, and for those of you who don't know, Rich worked for the Rochester Rhinos for several years, did a great job there, and also, and Rich will correct me if I'm wrong, he was with a PR firm in Manhattan doing sports at the PR firm, helping out with sports management issues. Is that correct? Am I basically right, Rich? Okay, he'll correct me. But again, we're proud to have Rich on board. He has a lot of capability and experience, and we're really happy to have him. Thanks, Rich. I would also like to acknowledge the other co-owners present here today. First and foremost, none of us would be in this facility today, standing here, sitting here, if it weren't for the foresight and hard work of my good friend and the only person in Western New York who has the words soccer in front of his name, Soccer Sam Fantuzzo. Would you, where is Sam? Would you stand up and wait? He always has to be in great shape. Sam is not only the founder of the new Rochester Lancers, but he also serves as our chief executive officer. Sam and I have been friends since we both worked for the Rhinos back in, I guess it was 06 and 07 when I was an owner, and fantastic guy. As we all know, he's a marketer extraordinaire. He knows how to connect with people. He's also one of the main reasons behind the early success of the Rochester Rhinos at Frontier Field. So again, thank you, Sam, for all your work. We are no less proud, though, of our other owners who are sitting to my right. We have Luis Rivera, which is, raise your hand. Tom Herrera. And While Lewis and Dom are what I call local boys now, practically natives, they actually hail from the great Canadian province of Nova Scotia. And they've been here for quite a while now. They run and own a number of Dunkin' Donuts in the area. So if you've been to Dunkin' Donuts, you've probably been to one of their great restaurants. So thanks to Dom and Lewis for coming on board as owners. We also have with us as an owner, Steve Stokes. Could you raise your hand, Steve? Steve is a certified public accountant, and he's also serving, not only as an owner of the team, but he's the chief financial officer of the New Rochester Lancers. So thank you, Steve, very much. And last but not least, and I don't know if he's here, but John Corrigioso, is he with us today? He's not here, but John is a fantastic guy. He's also a co-owner. He works closely with Sam and Sam's staff to run the, are we up to 25 maybe, South Forest franchises in the area. So John's a great guy, great owner, and sorry you couldn't be here today. Also, our wonderful Lancers staff need to be noted. They've been working hard behind the scenes, and most of them are here. If they could maybe stand up, I'll introduce all of them together. They can stand up and wave real quick. First of all, my girlfriend, the love of my life, and my business partner, Kathy Gall, is right over there. Lee Starr, Mr. Lee Starr. Patty Powers, where's Patty? She wants to stand up. There she is. Okay, good. And Lindsay DeMeo is right there. Yep, Lindsay. And the gentleman usually behind the screen, he's somewhere over there on the glass, Mike Moran. Thank you, Mike. Last but hardly least, we'd like to thank members of the media present. I see a woman I went to high school with who's here for Channel 10, Robin DeWind, and of course Jeff DeRonick is sitting in front of her from the DNC. And anybody else who's here for media, we really thank you for coming. Also, thank you, and I don't know if any of them are here, I apologize, but to our corporate sponsors, Sam's been busy lining up some great sponsors for this team, and if they are here, thank you so much. Before I, big introduction, are there any former Rochester Lancers players here? We thought a few might show up. Yes, thank you for coming. Mauro Felipe, thank you so much for being here. Nelson Capella, thanks Nelson. Also, a great. I'm sorry, Francisco Escos. Thank you. Sorry about that. We'll see you there. Also, I want to thank. Pat. Thank you. I apologize. Our championship coach with the Rhinos for so many years. And also, I see a former Rhino who was a fantastic goalie, Scott Ballas, sitting right here. Thanks, Scott. If I missed anybody, please correct me, raise your hand, whatever. Okay, without further ado, as the president of the New Rochester Lancers, it is my honor to introduce our new general manager and head coach. He originally hails from the great state of Virginia, but grew up in Williamstown, New Jersey. A college standout, he played indoor soccer for the Cleveland Crunch, for Tampa, Philadelphia, and eventually the Buffalo Blizzard. He made 103 starts for the Rochester Rhinos. He holds records for single game and single season saves and is second in all-time Rhinos career wins. And I must say, I appropriated that information stolen from Jeff D. Veronica from this morning's paper, so thank you, Jeff. So again, ladies and gentlemen, I give you the new Rochester Lancers general manager and head coach, Mr. Billy Superstar Andracki.
After the Barbie Girl song. I must say, this is it's truly an honor, and I'm proud to be named the first coach of the MISL, Rochester Lancers, as there have been so many great Lancer coaches before me, and guys like Sal DeRosa and Don Popovich. I'd like to thank a few people first, Chris Wilmot, Sam Pantuzzo, and the Anniversary Group, for having the confidence in me to lead their team. Little story, first time I ever met Sam was in April of 96. It was a beautiful April day. It was an inch and a half of snow on the ground. And Pat Erkley had us running around MCC campus, I think it was like 14 times around the perimeter. And around the fourth time around, I actually fell and I landed in the road in the snow, and I'm laying there, and this brand new Cadillac pulls up, and this guy rolls down the window and goes, "Hey, you must be the goalie." So that was sad. I'd like to thank the Rochester Riders organization, Pat Earthly, Rob Clark, for allowing me to be part of their organization, which has provided me a path to where I am today. If you want to know, I'm still a member of the coaching staff, and my goal is to help them in any way going forward to win a championship, which starts this Friday night. I'd also like to thank Bernie Iconventro. Bernie, he's been, since 1996, a true supporter, a fan, and a friend of professional soccer, soccer itself in Rochester. We thank you very much. I'd like to thank also Andy Galena and Jamie Hammond for allowing us to use this beautiful facility. We're really lucky to have this kind of place to call our home for the next couple of months. So thank you. I'd like to especially thank my beautiful wife Kim, my son Brandon, my daughter Alyssa for supporting me in this journey we're about to take. My daughter unfortunately wasn't born to see me play, but now she can see me in a different role. She said to me last night, she goes, "Daddy, I see you play soccer all the time." And I think she's confused that the over 40 Italian men's soccer team is professional soccer. So it's really not. Also, I want to thank two people that aren't here today. My dad, my father, who without his time and dedication to the soccer field, I certainly wouldn't be here today. And also, my father-in-law, Rich Swerter, who was a true supporter and a friend of mine, would be in front row with a video camera as well. So they're missed dearly. It's really a dream come true to have the opportunity to be a professional coach in Rochester, a town that I've called home since 1996, to be on a coach in front of friends, family, and fans. I played in 10 different cities all over the country, and Rochester truly is the best place to play and coach. Usually I walk around the city and there's two events that people really remember. One, they remember Tampa Bay Rowdies game, and they say what a great game it was. But what they don't realize, they gave up three goals in that game, and won 4-3 in overtime. But everybody remembers that. And one thing that really touched me is in 1996 when we were playing against the Seattle Sounders, and I collided with the goalpost. And the outpouring of support, not only from fans, but also from the media, was something that's really true to my heart and really left a mark for me to call my home since 96. Indoor soccer has really been a passion for me. Played it for 5 years, and I can say that going to an indoor game will be the most energizing, exciting sporting event that you can do in an arena. And I promise, when you go, there will be no 1-0 games, and you won't leave the arena with a 1-1 tie. So it's a great game. You got a 3-point goal, 2-point goal, shootouts, power plays, so you won't be disappointed, I'm sure. I want to thank right now the past Lancers, guys who aren't here, Frank Adoy, Nelson Capella, Guy Bonfiglio, Mario Philippe, guys like Charlie Siano, Omar Paris. I mean, I know they come here. Being here today wouldn't be possible if it wasn't for the ex-Lancer players. And I truly feel that, and I have to make a promise to them, that we will go out and we will play, we'll play with honor and passion, and we'll make sure that we don't let down that Lancer name and the legacy that they started years ago. I'm excited to take on this new challenge this upcoming season. I know that all dedicated fans and supported professional soccer here in Rochester will come out and support me and the Lancers in the exciting game of soccer. Being a new coach, I guess questions to be answered, where are we going to get our players from? Well, our process will start here in Rochester. We'll give every opportunity for local players to have an opportunity to come out and play for our team. That process will start, as Chris said, this weekend. We'll have a combine Saturday and Sunday, and from there we'll go on. I'm sure that going forward, I'll look to put in place a team with experienced MLSL guys, players that is, as well as maybe hopefully some some local players have turned professionally here. At this time, I want to introduce my coaching staff, Craig Denner. Craig is, to me, the greatest soccer player to ever wear a Rodney's jersey, amongst the long lineage of great players that we've had here. Not only is what he does on the field, but his professionalism on and off the field. And we're looking for an assistant coach. There wasn't too many guys out there that I would choose over Craig. Craig is, I think, what he'll bring to the locker room and to the field. You look at him now, I wouldn't put a jersey on him, put him out on defense. So, Craig, I want to thank Craig for being an assistant. Francisco Escos. Francis is a member of the original Lancers, 8 seasons, with the Buffalo Stounds as well, EMISL. Spent many years, 3 years, as my goalkeeper coach here, so I know the torture that he can put players under at times, so I want to thank Escos for being here. And Billy Ginther. Bill brings over 30 years of coaching experience to our franchise. He has a close connection with the local players here, so there's a good player out there with a collegiate league, high school, Bill will know, and we'll definitely keep him on our radar. Our goal as a coaching staff is to give to you an exciting blue-collar brand of soccer. We're going to have a team that works hard. We'll have the fittest team in the league, I'll tell you that. And I'm excited to get started. I mean, this is truly humbling. Honor to be named the head coach, and I thank the group of gentlemen over here for giving me this privilege. So, I'm not much of a speaker, so with that, I want to thank everybody for coming out, and see you on the field.
Nothing without my notes. Again, thanks to Bill and Gracky. I was the Rhinos fan before they were in Fletcher Field. I used to watch the Rhinos. I think they played 2 games at Fauber Stadium at the University of Rochester. And if I'm not mistaken, Bill's been there from the very beginning. I also want to make a note about Craig Demon, a very humble guy. If it wasn't for people like Scotty Schweitzer and Craig Demon to anchor that defense, we had the Rhinos. I'm not sure we would have had all those championships and also the U.S. Open Cup where we shot the world. We're still the only non-MLS team to win that cup. So, again, proud to have Craig Davin and everybody at that table. Billy Ginther went to with us to Cincinnati, did some scouting and had some meetings. So getting to know everybody. But, again, thank you so much. I do want to say I was about 15 years old when I first saw the Lancers, and we have very big shoes to fill. I became a fan right at the exact moment, the right time. When the team was in its ascendancy, we had the Cosmos in town twice that year, 1977, as these gentlemen well remember. And the first game was about 17,500. That broke a record. And then in August of 1977, that infamous playoff game, we had 20,005 people in the stands. And if I remember right, and I probably don't, I was young, but when it started to rain, our fortunes changed that day. But I remember clearly, and that's why when Sam approached me several years ago, it was a dream come true to be involved in bringing that great name back and having an indoor pro team here in Rochester. I also want to say that one of my childhood heroes was Mike Stojanovic, who, as most of you in this room know, passed away not so long ago up in Toronto. I got to meet him just before he passed away. He came down for that Rhinos game where they honored a lot of the old former players for the Rochester Lancers. So again, without people like Mike Stojanovic and many of the people sitting over in this direction, again, you wouldn't be here today. So having said that, that's it. Our first home game should be in very early November. We're still working on the schedule with the MISL, the USL, and the Blue Cross Arena. Mr. Andrade and his staff will be available for one-on-one interviews after this is over, and actually it's over right now. So again, thank you for coming today. We really appreciate it.
Rochester Lancers President Chris Wilmot being the host and MC of Wednesday's press conference as the Rochester Lancers announced Billy Andracki as their head coach and general manager. When we come back on SoccerIsAKickInTheGrass.com podcast, we'll hear from Billy Andracki along with Chris Wilmot, Soccer Sam Fantuzzo, Craig Demon, and Francisco Escos. We'll be right back.
Monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Top-notch monogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
New Way Auto Parts, with six locations in the Rochester area, is your full-service auto parts store, servicing both wholesale and retail customers. New Way Auto Parts is the first choice for local repair shops and dealers for over 50 years. Shop where the pros do at New Way Auto Parts. Go to HanAuto.com or the Frontier pages for more information, addresses, and phone numbers. That's HANAuto.com for New Way Auto Parts.
Cooja Cooja, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at Salvatore's.com and our hotline, 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me, Salvatore's.com.
And now, the truth about insurance.
People assume quality car insurance has to cost more. People assume too much. The truth is, drivers who switch to Allstate save money, and they got more protection. So get the facts. Dollar for dollar, nobody protects you like Allstate.
Call Fairport Allstate agent Vincenzo Scolo today at 244-2130. Allstate Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Northbrook.
Hello, I'm Dr. Frank Grayson of Grayson Chiropractic in Brighton with a message to fans and athletes. At Grayson, our focus is to evaluate, recommend, and treat pain and discomfort caused by strenuous training and competition. Emergencies are seen right away at Grayson, and we accept most insurance plans. When you're in pain and need care, call me, Dr. Frank Grayson, chiropractor, at 271-6080. We work hard to make you feel better.
Doug Miller Family Sports Park, presented by Kodak, is proud to be a sponsor of Soccer's The Kick in the Grass. Doug Miller Family Sports Park is home to Doug Miller Soccer, Rochester Ravens, Rochester Golf Academy, Glacier Ridge Snow Tubing, and Salvatore's. Check us out at DougMillerFamilySportsPark.com.
Is your family growing and it's time to move up to your next home? You can afford to build your next home. Why buy an existing house with someone else's problems when a new construction Faber home will be built to suit your style and your needs? Faber homes are in communities with good schools, parks, and the conveniences your family needs. Visit a Faber Homes model today at Berkshire Park in Henrietta, and coming soon, Regency Park in Greece. Give Faber Homes a call today at 359-4800 or visit FaberHomes.com for homes starting at $139,900. Faber Homes, great homes, great price. An experienced professional with more than 15 years in dentistry, Dr. David Olivo welcomes new patients to his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue. At the office of Dr. Olivo, you'll discover a warm and comforting environment staffed by professionals who are committed to providing the best available dental care while assuring your complete comfort. Call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
Score big with Salins. Salins is proud to call Western New York home for over 140 years. Our premium quality deli meats and hot dogs are hometown favorites. Score big with your family and friends. Enjoy Salins' delicious real smokehouse ham or Salins' mouth-watering real turkey or chicken breast. Ask for Salins deli meats at your favorite meat or food store. The taste that beats them all. Salins, official sponsor of the WPS.
the one place in town to get all your gear is The Soccer Shack. The Soccer Shack on Monroe Avenue. Shoes, balls, goalkeeper equipment, referee supplies, the best selection in town. All of the name brands. Fans, the widest and the best selection of jerseys in Western New York is at The Soccer Shack. National team, EPL, MLS, and more. The Soccer Shack, 2298 Monroe Avenue, 244-1460.
Soccer is a kick in the grass.
Welcome back to SoccerIsAKickInTheGrass.com podcast. This is Andrew Battisti. Don't forget our Facebook page is Facebook.com/RadioSoccer, and our Twitter page is Twitter.com/RadioSoccer. You can get there from our website at SoccerIsAKickInTheGrass.com, where you can also hear our show live over the internet, and you can also hear podcasts of previous shows. Also on our Facebook and Twitter pages, we will have live coverage of matches featuring the Western New York Flash and the Rochester Rhinos from Salem Stadium, and we'll hope to do the same thing when the Rochester Lancers start up in November at the Blue Cross Arena. Let's now go back to the Total Sports Experience in Gates, where the Rochester Lancers held their press conference Wednesday. We'll have now one-on-one interviews with head coach and general manager Billy Andracki, assistant coaches Francisco Escos and Craig Demon, and Lancers president Chris Wilmot, along with Lancers CEO Soccer Sam Fantuzzo. Let's start off with Billy Andracki.
Here at the Rochester Lancers media conference with the new head coach and GM of the Lancers, Billy Andracki. Bill, this is a big moment for you. What is going through your mind right now after all the festivities have happened today?
Well, now we start focusing on assembling a team. That was the hard part, standing up and speaking in front of everybody. But now the fun part is trying to assemble a team and get a team ready for December. So that's my goal in the next 3 weeks is to get through the have a good combine here on Saturday or Sunday. Hopefully we find some diamonds in the rough and we find some players that can play the game and contribute to the team. And then from there we'll look beyond that to XMLS guys and then USL guys to formulate a team for the season.
So do you think you'll be concentrating more on the established MISL players to probably bring some of them in, or a combination with the outdoor guys that we're seeing in our league and maybe in the NASL or the MLS?
I think a combination, really. You need a good mix of guys that have experience in the game, because the game is all about experience and set pieces, power plays, coming out of the back, different patterns. But you also need the youth of the USL guys currently. The guys can run and get up and down the field. But I also want guys that are smart that can learn the game real quick. So I think a good blend of experience and youth and guys from USL would be perfect.
For people who have never seen an indoor match, you play both indoor and outdoor. Tell the fans what the difference is going to be and what are some of the similarities.
Well, as a goalkeeper, you're probably going to see about 18 saves a game. You're going to see at least 30 shots a game. Scores are going to be 24 to 18. I mean, you got a three-point goal. Every goal is 2 points. You got power plays. It's exciting. I mean, it's like I said, the energy and excitement that fills an arena is something you won't get in basketball, hockey, or outdoor soccer. You're not going to leave a game with a tie, that's for sure. So for those people out there, the soccer purists who don't really, they think it's a bastardized version of the game, I challenge you to come out one time and not come back again.
Absolutely. I mean, it's almost a separate sport, really. You got to consider it. You have the same skills, obviously, with the outdoor game, but it's the way the game is played with the free substitutions and the scoring, the power plays. It's a different form of the game, which involves a lot of individual skill and quick passing.
You know what I mean? Technically, you'll see some of the best technical players in the nation play this game. I mean, if you're not technically proficient, you can't make quick decisions. You can't play the indoor game. It's a game that demands both physical and mentally proficient. That's for sure.
Now, you're also the general manager. How are those two roles going to intermix?
Well, I think the role of general manager is basically assembling players. We currently don't have a general manager at this time, and I've taken on that role. So it'll be developing relationship with other coaches and trying to sign players to contracts. So that's kind of a juggling act that I'll do is, one, trying to prepare for the season, but also trying to sign players for the team.
Tell us how you came to become the coach and GM. How was the process?
Sammy came to me and said that there's an opportunity to coach First Division MISL. If I pass this opportunity up, I may not get another opportunity to be a coach at this kind of level. So it was something that I really couldn't pass up. So, you know, me and Sammy talked and came to an agreement, and it's a dream come true, that's for sure.
What were some of the highlights from your indoor career? So people know, obviously, you play this game. What are some of the things you remember playing?
Well, I think the reason why I'm here in Rochester is because of a game that Pat Erkley and Chris Economides went and saw me play. I was playing for the Tampa Bay Terror. They went and watched Tampa Bay, the team I was playing for, play Buffalo, and we ended up beating them 9-7. And I think I stopped two or three penalty kicks there. It's probably one of the better games I've ever had indoors. And because of that game, that's the reason why they brought me here to Rochester.
And the rest is history. Thank you so much. We look forward to seeing you in November when the season kicks off.
All right, thank you.
Here at the Rochester Lancers media conference with the announcer of the coaching staff, and here with one of them, certainly one of the greatest Lancers ever put on the uniform, Francisco Pancho Escos. And Pancho, what is your feeling about all of this happening today and starting back with the Rochester Lancers again?
Well, first, I'm very happy to see the Lancer name again. And especially with indoor, it's very important for this town to bring soccer, to keep going, to keep going. And I believe when I started playing with the Lancers, there was no America in the team. And now you see, I look in some news a week ago, and they say that under professional, 70% of the kids play soccer in this country. So it's very, very big. And also I believe in the future, this country is going to be very big in soccer.
Now, you've been with this community for many, many years. You were there when the Lancers and the youth program were just getting started. So tell us about how it feels for you to see so many people playing now as opposed to when you started.
Well, I remember when I started, like I told you before, it was no American in the team. And little by little, the league forced it to have more and more American. But now you're driving around the summer all over. It's all soccer. It's very, very important also to support this team, because I love indoor. I was 5 years with indoor. It's very exciting sport. The people, like Billy said, it's not going to be 1-on-1. It's going to be 10-8, 9-8. And this is what the American people like, a lot of goals.
Now, you had a chance to be Billy's coach when you were with the Rhinos. What is it like now working with Billy as he's being the coach and you being an assistant?
Well, it's going to be nice because I know Billy for so many years. We know each other, and it's very important when you know the other person.
Now, when you were with the Lancers, did you play in the indoor NASL indoor tournament they had back in the mid-70s?
Yeah, when Popovic came the first time, we played indoor. We went to Chicago. We won the tournament in Chicago, and we qualified to, we went to Tampa. And we lost the final, I think, with Tampa, 6-4, yeah.
So that was a little bit different than the MISL.
Yeah, yeah.
But I know you also played with the Buffalo Stallions and some great players in that era as well. So what do you think about the indoor game today? How are the players on today's indoor MISL?
Well, the indoor now is very, very fast. Very fast. It's almost one against one. You can cheat in this game because if you stop and you tire, you don't come out in the right time, it's 1-0 for the other team. It's a very exciting game. It's almost like you are forward and the next time you are defender because you have to follow the defender when they come up. It's a game almost like one against one, you know.
Now, what is your role going to be with the new Lancers specifically as an assistant coach?
Well, you know, I'm going to try to help Billy the best I can because I'm really very busy in my family with my grandkid. And I'm not going to be every day over there, but I think I can help a lot from outside when they try out and when they play the game. I can be and watch maybe from the stand and come down to La Rune and see what I see from the up.
Well, with all the experience you've had in your career, Pancho, it's going to be invaluable for all these young kids coming into the Lancers to get the information and the passion from you being such a great veteran of all these years.
Yeah, I hope I can help. I think I can help with all my experience and everything. I'm so happy to be here in Rochester all my life. And all my kids grow here, my three daughters and my grandson, and also my grandson play for Empire now. I'm still involved in soccer.
Well, Pancho, thank you so much. And I know we're all really looking forward to seeing you and the Lancers on the field in November.
Okay, thank you so much.
Here at the Lancers media conference, announcement of the coaches, and we're here with one of the all-time great Rochester Rhinos, four-time MVP Craig Demon. Craig, tell us about how you got involved with the Rochester Lancers.
Well, I've heard about it, and Saka Sam came one day, we had a meeting, and we spoke about my involvement with it. You know, I've never played indoor before, but you know, soccer is soccer. Obviously indoor is a little different, but I'm looking forward. I like what I heard, what he was trying to do, and the likes of Billy and Drake as the head coach, and I thought it'd be a good opportunity to get in and help assist as much as I can.
Now, that's interesting. So you've never played indoors. How do you think your outdoor experience is going to help on the indoor side?
Well, indoor is a little different, but soccer is soccer. You know, the whole mindset of thinking the game and, you know, there's a ball, you have to defend it. Obviously, there are walls around, so you have to be aware of the walls. But, you know, I just think general experience of playing and knowing that indoor is a different game and knowing that you will have to understand it. And people like Billy and Drek who have played the game, and from just being around these guys, I think it will be easier, you know, if you haven't been involved in the game from that level, I think.
Will you be concentrating more on the defensive side of the ball because of your great experience as a defender?
We haven't, you know, gone over that as yet. You know, I'm just assisting general as all over. You know, soccer is a game where coaching is a such where, you know, it's not just one area of the field. You know, what you do in defense would affect the attack, and vice versa, and attack defense. So it's a more complete view of the game. So, you know, whatever Billy needs of me, you know, if it's defense or if it's just general knowledge, I'm open to that.
How's Craig Dimmon's soccer doing?
It's been excellent. You know, I've been doing a lot with kids, younger kids and older kids, and just small groups, small numbers, more attention, and that's the way I want it, and just to grow slowly at my pace, and as I do the kids. But it's been excellent, I must say.
There's a little mention that Billy said you might be fit enough to go out and play for the Lancers. Is there any possibility of that happening?
No possibility. Things have changed now. You know, I've played for so many years, and now life has changed. You know, and you know, family and all these different take priority over playing. Playing is not just playing. Playing is a commitment, and the commitment is training, getting fit, and being committed all wrong. It just wouldn't be right for you to play and then, you know, not have a full commitment. And full commitment is time, and time is away from the family, and unfortunately, you know.
I think we might need to have an old-timers game, though, with all the former MISL players around. You know, Mr. Erkel is standing right next to you, one of the greatest of all time.
We need Dave Pasquale to be around as a trainer, because you know a lot of pull hamstring or a lot of muscle injury is going to be happening there. So you never know.
I'm sure my partner Joe Sirianni would volunteer to be a trainer,
right,
too.
Now we need like two or four trainers for a game like that. So just get Joe ready as well.
Oh, Craig, thank you so much. Congratulations. We'll see you in November.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure.
Here with the president of the Rochester Lancers, Chris Wilmont. Chris, this is a big day for Rochester, announcing the coaching staff and getting things ready for November. It's very exciting.
Yeah, thanks. I mean, first of all, thanks for coming. And secondly, great facility, great new head coach, great coaching staff. You know, we were just talking to Craig Dimmon. We got Billy Ginther, Francisco Escos. I mean, it doesn't get much better. So we'll be announcing the schedule, we think, within 5 to 7 days, 10 days at the most. The tickets, we'll ratchet up the ticket sales very quickly. We've ordered our turf. You know, we're really getting it together. So we're excited about that Syracuse rivalry just down the road there, 85 miles, the Syracuse Silver Knights. So, I couldn't have gone much better today. We're happy to have the media and just proud to have a guy like Billy Andracki running the team. So,
tell us about the scheduling. Is it going to be most of the games be during the day, at night, or what's going on with that?
I think our typical game will be like a Saturday at about 1 or 2 in the afternoon. And you know, don't hold me to that. That could change a little. But there's 7 teams in the league. We're hoping for an 8th, maybe a Chicago franchise before the season starts, if not the next year. But we have 7 teams, be a big rivalry with Syracuse. Maybe a game during the week, but we have 12 home games, 24 total, 1 exhibition, which will be with Syracuse likely. Maybe October sometime. So, yeah. So we want to, you know, when it's snowy and cold and the kids are bored and, you know, people are sick of the malls and the theaters, we want to be that place people come down to at the Blue Cross Arena and see a very exciting brand of soccer, as you know.
What are the next steps now for the team?
Next steps are the combines this weekend. We're going to see what kind of players we have there. We're expecting a big major signing of a player within 2 weeks, probably, maybe less. And then we'll have a press conference about that. So those are the next steps. And really just finalizing that schedule, you know, getting those dates with the Blue Cross Arena and with the league. The Amherst, as you know, have first position at the Blue Cross Arena, so we have to work around some of the other teams, but we'll get it together.
I'm sure you will. I know the Amherst really don't play much on Saturday afternoon, so I think it's a great time because it's during the day. Yep. People can come out and see the game and then be home for dinner. Be perfect.
Absolutely. And, you know, we want, just like the early days at Frontier where the Rhinos were there, we want, and at Salins too, but we want families, kids of all ages. So, you know, if you start games too late, kids have to go to bed. So if you get a 1 or 2 o'clock game, families home by 4:30, 5 o'clock, dinner, and then bed for the kids, and we have a great family product, we think, so entertainment product, yeah.
What are some of the things that we might see during a typical Lancers match for entertainment-wise?
Oh, we've got the Lancer dancers, and then we have the junior Lancer dancers, so we have 2 squads. Musical acts, we're going to introduce, we're going to have a Lancers Hall of Fame and a Rochester Soccer Hall of Fame, not just a Lancers Hall of Fame. So we'll be introducing former players once in a while, you know, music, contests, all kinds of stuff. So, yeah, it'll be just like the old Frontier days, very ultra-festive atmosphere, you know. People might say, hey, I went to a party and a soccer game broke out. So, you know, but we want it to be equally entertaining between quarters and at halftime, before and after the game. We probably won't be able to compete with the action on the field because that's what it's all about. It's a lot of scoring and a lot of running and, you know, substitutions on the fly like hockey. That's what makes it great.
Yeah. Chris, we're looking forward to it. We'll be certainly watching for that major player signing. There's a lot of big names out there playing indoor soccer. We can't wait to see who might be the first member of the Lancers.
Yeah, I mean, you know, there's been a lot of speculation. It's probably true. That's all I can say right now. So thank you so much.
Thanks, Chris. Appreciate it.
Thanks, buddy.
Here at the Rochester Lancers Media Conference with the man with the plan, the man who started it all, who wanted to bring this franchise back and play indoor soccer in Rochester, the one and only Soccer Sam Fantuzzo. And Sam, is this dream come true for you?
It is a dream come true. You know, I grew up watching the Lancers. I grew up loving the Rhinos and combining the Lancer history with the new Rhino players as coaches and hopefully some players will be ex-Rhinos is going to be huge.
What are you looking forward to most about the upcoming season?
I look to just see the Blue Cross Arena packed with fans that I haven't seen in a long time, enjoying an indoor game that there's so many outdoor fans that have never seen professional indoor soccer. And I think once you see it, you don't compare it to outdoor soccer. Outdoor is the pure game. It's your game. Indoor is a different game, just like beach soccer is different. And you know, it's just different, but it's just a fantastic sport, and I think fans are going to love it.
What do you think will be the big draw for the fans? Will it be the style of play? Will it be the entertainment? Will it be the players? Or will it be a whole combination?
Well, you hit our list pretty well. A price, obviously, a family affordable fun. The dates, we're hoping to get the better dates that we're hoping for at the Blue Cross Arena. We're shooting for Saturday afternoons where families could come and not be interrupted with night parties and night events. We're going to have players on the field that they recognize and love, that understand how important it is to be connected with the fans. And the quality of play, we're looking at players from Brazil that played futsal in Brazil, have played futsal in Argentina, futsal in Italy. We're looking at guys that are from a different level, and we're going to combine them with a lot of the local stars and ex-Rhino stars.
For those who don't know, futsal is the international indoor game, which is played more of in a gymnasium setting than the indoor soccer in MSL, which is played in a hockey rink.
Yeah, definitely, Andrew. But I think fans are going to enjoy it. The other thing is, like, a lot of kids play organized soccer, and their parents, just in certain times of the month, are just overwhelmed with all what's going on. Tournaments every weekend, they're out in the 80, 90 degree weather all the time. Where in the winter, there's not as much going on. Your kid practices a couple times a week, but it's not, you know, you're overwhelmed with soccer. I think those people are going to come out and support us. And I think the biggest thing, I mean, there's only a few truly locally owned teams in Rochester, and we're one of those locally owned teams. And I think the local sponsors have come behind and said, hey, we want to support you guys. You're local. And I think the fans are going to feel the same way.
When will the schedule be out?
Well, we were told by August 15th, which was a couple of days ago, so I'm saying probably within a couple of weeks. It's just a couple of cities. 3 cities in our league have AHL hockey affiliates in their building, so we're kind of waiting on that.
What about the possible eighth team?
We're hearing that Chicago privately may come into the league. I think they have to the end of this month to clarify that, which is a couple months before the season starts, which is, you know, it's kind of traditional for professional soccer where teams don't come together for a couple months before the season starts. Some teams don't start practice for 2 weeks before the season starts. So I'm cool with Chicago coming in. They've been in there before. They have their fan base already. They have their facility already. They have everything in place. It's just they're working on some new ownership group.
Right. That would give Milwaukee a travel partner, which is very important. I know that there's some some great legendary teams, as the Milwaukee Wave have been around forever, Baltimore Blast, the Missouri Comets, which were formerly the Kansas City Comets, which was Chris Economides' team, and then in the MISL. So there's a lot of history here as well.
Yeah, the Wichita Wings. There's just so much history here. And Andrew, you're a purist. I'm extremely impressed that you knew these teams. I mean, Baltimore Blast, that's good for a purist like you to follow indoor soccer.
I covered the 1982 MISL All-Star Game in Buffalo for my college radio station. I met Slobo Ilyevsky, one of the greatest keepers in the history of indoor soccer.
He was a fantastic keeper, and you know, our coaching staff, look at Billy Andrecki, played indoor for 5-6 years. He's had so many people coach him, and you know, you've had a lot of employers, I've had a lot of employers. You learn so much from good employers and from bad employers. I think Billy could bring that all to the table. He's had probably 24 coaches between college and professional that he could see what they did right, what they did wrong, what he learned from them, and what he doesn't want to repeat. So I think that brings a huge element there. Craig Demon, Trinidad and Tobago national team player. I mean, the guy's been around. You saw what he did for the Rhinos. He had a taste of MLS. Francisco Escos, not only was he a great Lancer player, but he played for the Buffalo Stallions, coached for the Stallions, coached for the Blizzard, traveled with the Argentina national team when they won the World Cup. I mean, the guy is connected. And then Billy Ginther, I mean, maybe he has never played professionally, but Billy Ginther is probably the most knowledgeable local person I know in the game of soccer, and he's going to be part of the coaching staff, and we're hoping to announce a couple more guys soon.
Very exciting stuff. I tell you, I'm looking forward to it. Can't wait to hear that first player announcement when the team starts coming together. I think the fans are really going to get excited.
They're going to get excited, and prior to that, we hope to start the Lancer Wall of Fame at the Blue Cross Arena, and we're going to hopefully induct three people our first game, people that have given their lives to get this Lancer thing going back in the day and get soccer going in Monroe County. There'd be no Rhinos without the Lancers, and there'd be no new Lancers without the original Lancers. So we're going to do a nice Wall of Fame, and we're going to at least retire or honor three people our first home opener.
Sam, thanks so much. Look forward to seeing the team in action in November.
Thank you, Andrew, very much. And if I could get Scott Vail to come out of retirement, it would make my dreams come true, but I don't think that's going to happen.
The one and only Soccer Sam Fantuzzo here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, the CEO and founder of the Rochester Lancers MISL franchise. Again, tremendous legacy with the Lancers. As Pancho Escos mentioned, the Lancers were the first professional indoor soccer team in Rochester in the mid-70s. And the Lancers also formed the basis of the New York Arrows franchises in the late 70s, winning many championships. Players like Bronco Sagoda, Val Tuksha, Shep Messing, and coached by Dragan Popovic. It'd be great to see indoor soccer back in Rochester again. The schedule should be out very soon, and we will have all the latest information on the Lancers on our radio show, Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, every Monday night at 6:30 here on soccerisakickinthegrass.com and live over the air on WYSL, News Power 1040, and FM Talk 92.1. Thanks very much for listening to this podcast, and be sure to check back at soccerisakickinthegrass.com and our Facebook and Twitter pages, facebook.com/radiosoccer and twitter.com/radiosoccer for announcements of future podcasts. This is Andrew Battisti. Thanks again, and we'll talk to you again real soon.
Thank you for listening to this podcast version of Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Soccer is a Kick in the Grass podcasts are presented by top-notch monogramming Northfield Commons Pittsford and brought to you by the following sponsors, the Rochester Rhinos and Western New York Flash, Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight, the Soccer Shack, Salen's Meat Products, Faber Homes, Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo, New Way Auto Parts, Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry, and the Doug Miller Family Sports Park, presented by Kodak. Be sure to visit soccerisakickinthegrass.com for future podcasts, and don't forget, soccer is a kick in the grass.